Sports Sports Betting Show coming out of Backpack Fee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tony.
Atta baby Tony.
It's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder. Wide. Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude? It's Picks Friday.
Picks Friday. Bruce is wasting no time taking advantage of the new deal in the office.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Trying to do a bit.
You got a cold one over there.
Yeah, he's got cold one. Guy hasn't stopped all day. Barely talk.
All right, Tony. I've had one delicious, refreshing, easy to drink, easy to enjoy Bud Light today. It is delicious.
It is always delicious.
Truly natural.
Otter, how are we?
I'm doing fantastic, Tony. The WUDs are hitting completely differently today. It's awesome.
Wide. Picks Friday.
Wide.
We're going to make picks today, boys.
Here we go.
Because why wouldn't we? How'd we do last night?
That was about even, Steven.
College basketball, I was, because James Madison, I believe, did not win. And then Arizona State won by 20 as a dog.
That was a crazy line because Oregon's been bad. NBA 2-0. Cavs and the Mavs.
Okay,
there we go.
NHL was 2-1. The only team that didn't
fucking Stars, dude. 0.2 seconds left. I almost. If it was my own house I was living in, I would have broke the
team. I hope the Rangers took you out to dinner before they fucked you.
How's the fucking over on that one, Bruce?
Not good. It's not good.
Yeah, fuck off.
It's on ice.
How much did the dinner cost from Michigan and the under, too?
Oh, yeah. I had a bad night last night, but I got the memory of a goldfish. I went 10-3 in week 18. Didn't even talk about
it. Is Jordo... We talked about it. Is Jordo...
You're an asshole. What does that even mean?
I specifically remember Gumpy.
What does that fucking mean?
I told you, I got the memory of a goldfish.
I think. I completely
forgot that I went 10-3 in week 18.
I think Jordo's leading. Jordo leading.
Yep, Jordo. I think he's off the lead now because he hasn't gone off.
But he finished.
He won the first round. Yeah, it's wild how like frustrated he is and how his body language is just awful, and then it's just like he's at 7 feet to the pin every single hole for birdie. It's amazing.
Yep. All right, Picks Friday. Let's do it. We make picks.
Here we go.
Simple concept.
Simple.
Same game parlay holiday this weekend on FanDuel. Basically,
if you bet $20,
you get 10 back.
You get 10 in free bets.
Yeah.
If you bet $50, it's 25 in free bets. $100, 50 in free bets. And $200, 100 in free bets. Over the course.
It's cumulative.
Yeah, over the course of the 5-game slate.
So if you bet
$50. I'm going to be at the 200 level.
If you bet $50 on all four of our same game parlays.
Yes, exactly.
That's $200 in same game parlays. You'll get 100 back.
Yeah.
There you go. Correct.
Can't use free bets to place a bet to count towards the progress.
Sure.
And you get the money back win or lose, which is pretty sweet.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, obviously.
Oh, all right.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's awesome because we're fucking winning.
We are winning mid, aren't we?
Fuck yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Do we have a graphic for ours?
Yep. Not that I can pull up.
Okay, good. We have the Bengals and Ravens.
Yep.
We will be taking Bengals money line. We will be taking Joe Mixon to score, Jamar Chase to score, and Jamar over what, 40, 50?
50.
50. Mm-hmm. That's our same game parlay.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Good luck to all of you boys.
Hell yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean.
I think it's going to be a little bit back and forth, Tyler Huntley, I will say.
Oh, do you?
Like, I'm glad we didn't do Ravens team total under 14.5.
Yeah, I love that the Bengals
came out like
8.5, though.
Not like a chirp. Mitt's trying to pull up the graphic.
Yeah, my bad. No, I did like the team total, though.
Under?
Yeah, I like the team total under because I just think that team's going to get destroyed.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care if Huntley's playing the quarterback or not.
Yeah, I don't really give a shit.
It's not like they were great when Huntley was playing quarterback earlier this season when he was completely healthy either. He's a game-time decision. So, Yeah.
Tony Brown. Don't sleep on Tony Brown.
Look at us. We did it.
Look that at
us.
That'll play.
Look at us.
Wow. We could really do like...
We're like a show.
Yeah, we could do a bunch of stuff with that, bro.
Yeah, that was a really good idea, Bruce. I don't know why I didn't think about that.
We're just there two laptops. We just have only used the one that FaceTimes Gumpy, and we just haven't used the second laptop, which obviously we can use to pod stuff up.
Mm-hmm. It's all coming together, boy.
Yeah. This is our parlay.
Whenever I can get back, it's just going to make things a lot easier.
Gumpy and I have thought about it. What?
What was that?
You mean like we could pull up like odds and stuff?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
So you're saying if you pull up FanDuel Sportsbook right now, would that pop up on the screen?
Yeah.
I could pop it up on the screen, Tony. Yeah.
Let's try to do that. Let's try to do that and bring up the NFL.
We're cooking, boys.
Let's see what type of show that'd be like.
Goddamn show. It's a goddamn show.
Could you imagine?
Look at us, dude. We're like turning into a real fucking show. We got fucking new Bud Lights in
there. How long have we been in the studio?
I mean,
not that long.
The fans, this one's on me. I should know this.
Yeah, we were gonna have an end of football season meeting after the Super Bowl, figure it all out.
Right? Yeah, dude.
Something to think about. Can we pull up those lines?
Yeah, it is. It's slow.
Oh, it's a slow computer. Is it a Lenovo or?
No, it's hardwired in, but it also has the Wi-Fi on. So that's why it's slow.
Oh, so that's.
Don't worry about it, boys. Let's get
to it. All right, let's do Picks Friday. Gumby's got responsibly 700 Bud Lights to drink this weekend.
Oh, make it 1,000, lad. I haven't had a drop in quite a while. But I'm going to have a few tonight for sure.
Seahawks 49ers. The line is 9.5. Now, thought about getting cute with this one. I thought about, you know, teams that have won 10 straight games are coming in the playoffs. The ATS record is not good. First time quarterback, not great. Rookie quarterback, not great. But, yeah, I'm not gonna do that. I mean, Seattle's 1-7 ATS in their last 8, 0-5 ATS their last 5 against the NFC. The two games that they played them this year, I mean, the one was 8 points, but it wasn't that close. Niners are fucking very, very hot, and it's a good matchup because Seattle can't stop the run. I'll take the Niners.
Yeah, Seahawks covered three of their last 10 playoff games. Niners covered 8 straight against the NFC West, 5 out of 6 playoff games, and 8 straight versus teams with a winning record. Give me the Niners. I'll lay it. I do not love doing this, though.
Percy Bruce.
Yeah, I'm doing it, too. I'm laying the 9.5 with the Niners. We got to pot it up now. It is public side. 81% of the money on
very much the public side
on the Niners.
I woke up this morning.
This is brutal.
All week I've been thinking in the back of my mind Seahawks, but I just
very much the public side. And I also love Pete Carroll being like, it sucks. Yeah, we're in. Thanks the Lions, but it sucks. We got the Niners. I love that from Pete because you know they're gonna play loose.
Yeah,
but
this is, man.
I don't. It's a lot of points. I'm definitely doing the two games on Saturday and do a teaser.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but I do like the Niners. I just think they'll pull away. McCaffrey's rushing total, it's steamed up from I think 73.5 to 74.5, -114 to the over. I worry a bit about old Elijah Mitchell there though.
Yeah, he only got 4 carries, I think, last week. But is that just a week 18? Hey, let's get him some fucking touches before we go to the playoffs. But yeah, there was one game this year when he had more carries than Christian.
Yep. The McCaffrey Kittle anytime touchdown parlay has been hitting every week.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, it does look like we are going to team ride the 49ers -9.5
team
with the whole fucking public.
Ride.
Team ride, us and your grandma. All of us are on it.
Oh. Where's your grandma's on this?
Yeah, my grandma likes the 49ers. I'm sure she loves the Mr. Relevant story as well. She's a biggest fan of Patrick Mahomes. Okay. She'll just text me Love oh that. My God, Patrick! Did you see that?
Like a lot of the internet. yeah. Exactly. All right, let's pull up Chargers and Jaguars. See where we're sitting on that one. Por favor. Oh, look at this. 2.5. 138 is the money line for the Chargers. Over under 47.5% of the bets. 54% on LA. 51 on the money. So pretty much split action here. Because I think a lot of people don't know how this game is going to go. Mike Williams is out. Poor Mike. That sucks. Mike Williams is out.
Yeah.
I decided I am going to go with the Chargers money line on this one. It came down to that the Chargers have been better on third down and red zone. And I like Herbert a little bit more than I like Trevor Lawrence right now. Because sometimes, every once in a while, Trevor will miss one. I'm going to go. I don't love it, but I'm going to go Chargers on this one.
I'm jagging off.
Hell yeah.
Give me the Jags plus 2.5. Home team getting points. This is the hardest game to pick for me of the weekend, but I can't get the thought of the Chargers losing to the Broncos last week out of my head.
I know.
Won that game, I would be on the Chargers. They were playing so well, and then that happened, and Peterson just don't get fucking pass happy, dude. Mm-hmm.
That was new.
Like, just run the ball, dude. He did it against the Titans. He got pass happy. Like, let Etienne make plays out there. Give me the Jags.
That was new old Russ, though. I will say this, though. In a teaser, I took the Jags up.
Yeah, I got 6 points.
Obviously, I wouldn't go through zero on a fucking teaser.
No, you never do that, Tony. You never do that. Come on. I would do 7-point teaser, actually. So Niners are 2.5. And then Jags are 9.5.
Yep, that will also take the Bills down through a key number, the Giants up through a key number. The Bengals down through some key numbers. So
sounds like you're teasing yourself.
It sounds like I am teasing myself. Boys, how do we feel about this one?
Nothing wrong with that.
I love the Jaguars. I'm buying it up to 3.5 and 5-starring it, a little bit more expensive. I just think with the juju of Mike Williams going down, and, you know, he's a huge part of that offense there. I also think they're going to be checking it down to Eckler a lot.
Yes.
So I like his receiving total over. I think it's in the 30s, and I think it's going to be a long day of third and 12.
Very interested to see
off to Eckler.
Staley under the bright lights.
Yeah, that's who. Peterson almost swayed me that way.
Yeah, that's a big edge.
Yeah, and I just think there's going to be a shit ton of offense in this game. I'm taking the over.
Okay, and I also thought of Bosa's back with Khalil Mack, and Jaguars got some O-line health issues. That went that way. It was close. I agree. I think there's going to be some points in this one too, Mitt.
Yep.
Pull up the next one. We go to Sunday at 1 o'clock. Dolphins, Bills. That's a lot and a lot on the Bills there. 13.5, 43.5 is the total. I originally skipped this game. I said I'm not going to pick this game, but then I realized I'm not allowed to do that. I don't want to take the Bills at 13.5, but I definitely don't want to take the Dolphins at plus 13.5.
What?
I'll take the Bills, I guess. I don't love it, but
give me the Fins plus 13.5. Skyler plays better. I think they put up a fight. Come on, boys. If our Armstead's looking like he's gonna play, Mo starts out, but if Armstead's in, I like the Fins to cover the number.
Yep. Yeah, you can put me down for a hard lean to the Bills. I'll probably buy it down to like 9.5 minus 250 and include it in some parlays.
Yeah, that's definitely it.
What I'm honing in on is Knox over. I think it's like 33.5 receiving yards. He's running routes on like almost 100% of Josh Allen's dropbacks. I mean, he should have 40. I would play that up to 40 plus.
To cover this one, you can't have Josh Allen throwing red zone interceptions.
Very true.
Yeah.
I also think that this, just based off the playing style, the week 18 game, what was it, Gump, 11-6. I think Mike McDaniel's smart enough to know that he has to make this thing a fist fight. So I like the under 43.5.
I like the under too. You would hope McDaniel's also, like Doug Peterson, hey, let's run the fucking ball a little bit.
Mostert being out is
tough. You still got Jeffy.
Jeff is good, but actually, you know who's not bad? Go ahead. Ahmed will fuck around and get you some yards.
He will.
He had, He had the run to get Achmed him into field goal range to win that game. Don't sleep on Achmed out of the backfield.
Phantom, a horse collar. Steelers good. Giants, Vikings. What do we got on that one, boys?
Heard it all week.
Three. Vikings. You could have left it up and scrolled.
Leave it up.
Split money here. Split percentage here.
That's very interesting, just given the
It size is in fucking New York. Loud for the Giants out there.
48.5, three. So this one.
But I think this says basically to me that the public is on the Vikings just because of the size of New York in proportion to kind of Minnesota's neighboring state.
That makes sense. I didn't know where to go originally with this one. And then you can take that down, man. And then I was like, oh, all right. You know what? Vikings, they've Kirk Cousins. He has played in the playoffs before. They have Justin Jefferson. They have Dalvin Cook. They have playmakers. Normally in the playoff, I lean to playmakers. And then that little pesky fucking Giants injury report came out with not a single soul.
Not a soul.
Not one soul was on that injury report for the New York Football Giants. If you're fully healthy this time of year, and I got a coin flip on the game, I'll take the healthy team. And the team that I like Dable. I like Dable.
Hell yeah.
Plus the three.
The only time we've seen a fully healthy D-line was basically that second Commanders game.
And yeah.
Where obviously Kayvon Thibodeau went off. I think Kirk Cousins is going to be under a lot of pressure. I think the Giants keep it close, and if they lose, it'll be by one.
KOC dials up the run game. Dalvin Cook eats Vikings money line.
He's gonna be throwing PA comebacks to
the guy. Adam
Thielen,
the guy 40 needs yards down the guy field. Needs to run the ball.
He figured it out with the Rams last year. Like, he's not gonna. I get he's pass happy, but the playoffs, it's a different animal.
Number two in the league, pass happy. He needs to fucking run the ball a little bit.
But if you get to the playoffs, it's a different animal, dude.
But I also don't know if I hate that because of how good of our red zone defense is, and obviously we got Saquon on our team, we can run the ball.
Yeah. No one was taking shots.
No, I know. I'm not getting defensive. I'm not.
Sounds like you get a little defensive.
I'm nervous.
Otter?
Yeah.
I'm nervous. You got a
fucking shot, dude. I'm sitting here at plus 13. Yeah, it's tough. Don't tell me you're fucking nervous about possibly winning.
Well, you shouldn't be nervous, kind of.
This is technically prime time Kirko too. So,
I'm gonna take the Giants just because.
Hell yeah!
The way this weekend seems like it's gonna play out is utter disaster for Cowboys fans. Giants are probably gonna fucking win. Eagles get a fucking bye. Cowboys play on Monday.
I'm starting to turn on that one.
I'm not.
Well, we'll talk about it Monday, but.
10 stars.
Bruce is not turning on it.
I'm starting to turn.
No, well, we'll get there on my. What are you taking?
I'm taking the Giants.
Okay.
I might take a money line.
And
do it.
And then the why not? Sunday nighter. Ravens Bengals. What are we looking at there, Mitt?
I have.
There we go.
Yep.
That'll be.
Oh, that's fucking gross.
8.5.
8.5. Let's go.
Yeah, it's down. Don't know why. 40.5.
Fuck yes. Take it now.
Is the total. It's a lot of orange upper.
Here we go.
Bengals covered 5 straight playoff games. Bengals covered 10 of 11 at home. Gotta lay it.
Yeah, I'm with the Bengals too.
Yeah, have to.
I don't want to overthink that one.
Have to.
I've been seeing 9.5s, 10s all week. Give me the 8.5. I'll run with it. Let's go.
6.5. We could have got it at fucking 6.5.
I know. That was like Tuesday.
Now, Kappa's out. Fucking Lyle Collins is out. So, two of their good starting offensive
linemen. Lyle Collins' backup's great, though. Mm-hmm.
He's played okay. He's played well. Yes. But, yeah. So, are you on the Bengals there?
I'm on the Ravens plus 10.5 minus 136.
Okay, it's 8.5 right there.
Yeah, no, I know. But you can go in here to more wagers like this.
Okay.
I don't love you trying to middle our same game parlay here.
I think it's going to be a tight game, but I think that helps I think that helps our parlay to a certain extent.
All right, then we'll do Monday. We'll do Monday's game on Monday.
Okay. You want to just run through them, Tom?
10-star Buccaneers. Yes.
I am on Niners, Chargers, money line, begrudgingly Bills, Giants, and Bengals.
Niners minus 9.5, Jags plus 2.5, Finns plus 13.5, Vikings money line, Bengals minus 8.5.
I got the 49ers minus 9.5, 5-star Jaguars plus 3, Eckler over receiving yards, Bills under 43.5, and Knox over 33.5 receiving yards, Giants plus 3. I also like Saquon and Cook to score, little anytime touchdown, same game parlay. That just feels inevitable. The Ravens plus 10.5. And then on Monday, I will 10-star the Buccaneers.
Okay.
All right, and we're going to go with the San Francisco 49ers minus 9.5. The over of the Chargers going into Jacksonville at 47. The Giants plus the 3. Cincinnati minus the 8.5. And that's it for the NFL.
I do have a couple weekly specials.
Ooh.
Okay, a little flyer on this one.
There we go.
Each opening kickoff to be a touchback. Is plus 2,000. Yep, that one right there. I'm gonna take a flyer on that one. Why not? Kirk Cousins, Joe Burrow, and Dak to each have 4 plus passing touchdowns is plus 16,000. That's a long one. I don't know if you're gonna be able to find that one, but that's a plus 16,000. I'll take a flyer on that. Any three of Christian McCaffrey, Austin Eckler, Saquon, and Dalvin. To score 2 plus is plus 2,300. And that's it.
What was the field? There was a field goal prop.
There's also a field goal one for weekly specials?
Yeah, it was plus 750 or 950, I think.
Whoa, how'd he get in there without it getting cold?
Who are you talking about?
It's a good joke, pal. Go, Bruce, click on the 500 and 1,900. Oh, you're already in that, sorry. I don't know. Yeah. You mean like each team to kick a field goal?
Yeah.
It's probably less than that. I saw it too. There it is.
There was 1,751. I just jumped on 1,950.
Each team scores one field goal plus 750. You're correct.
Oh, that's a good one. What was the 950? Right next to, I can't see the screen.
Each team to score one plus passing touchdown.
Yeah.
One on the wild weekend. Fuck it. We're
Sprinky.
On it. I fuck around with these all the time. Almost hit the each team to score a rushing touchdown.
There's some good ones in there.
Yeah, it's not a bad weekend for the weekly specials in that situation.
I just did a nice 6-point tease, too, with all the teams except for the Monday night game.
Yeah, of course.
Dalvin Cook, Diggs, Tyreek, Keenan Allen, Devin Singletary to score one TD each, 4 of them.
That's not bad.
Plus 500.
It's not bad.
I like this one better, actually. Any 4 of Jamar Chase, Tyreek Hill, TJ Hawkinson, Dawson Knox, and Mark Andrews to score one, plus 1,000.
A little tight end one. We got a little tight end one, pretty much.
There we go.
All right. Will you buy boys? Will you guys and boys?
Will you boys?
Will you got boys?
Will you boys?
Pull up the NHL slate for us, please.
Is it not fucking cold in there?
Bruce, is it?
Sorry, I came in hot.
Yeah, I did come in hot. What is there? Only freezing. 1, 2, 3 games tonight.
Yeah, if there's anything cold, it's my picks lately.
Mitt, pull them up, please. Let's start. Jets, Penguins. Penguins are the favorite, minus 166. Nikki Skates, how do we feel?
Let me break this down real quick. In the last 4 games, the Jets have scored 20 goals and are 3-1, so that's troubling and concerning to me as a Pens fan coming to town. However, they're playing the backup, David Riddick, because they played last night. They got the win against the Sabres. They're coming in from Buffalo, hopefully some tired legs, giving Hellebuck the night off. The Pens... 1-2 straight since that 6-game losing streak. Dustin Tokarski will get the start. The third stringer in the organization. Pens are playing tomorrow night.
Where's Domingue at?
Pens are playing tomorrow night against the Caniacs.
Rangers.
But this is what gave me confidence. Winnipeg 1-19 straight up in their last 20 in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so what's a date back to 92?
Probably. Give me the Pens.
That was Solani's rookie year the last time they won.
Yeah. What's the next game? Can you please pull that up for us, Mitt? I believe it's the Ducks.
Devils! Devils.
Thank you, lad. And although the odds are super high on this one, I am going to take the Devils 60-minute money line to work them into a parlay here.
Okay.
They bounce back a little bit from that six-game losing streak. They're playing better hockey. They're figuring out the Ducks. Although they are at home 3-5-1 right now on a 10-game homestand currently, I believe this will be the last game, mostly the homestand. So give me the Devils here, 60-minute money line. Again, it's high. It's 220, but you parlay all three of these, you get a nice tasty.
And then for the nightcap, we have the Oilers at the Sharks. The Oilers are minus 164, as you can see. Thank you there, boys.
Yeah, I think you can take the Oilers. I feel good about taking the Oilers any way you can get them here. If you want to go money line, that's fine. I'm going to take them puck line to get some extra juice there. Again, they played last night, so they haven't won back-to-back games in like 20 games. They've been playing some very inconsistent, but it's a good look here because San Jose only has 3 wins in their last 11. They're just not very good. The only thing that really worries me is Gumpy knows Jack Campbell's probably going to be in net for.
Yeah, it's not our guy Stewie Skin.
No, I was just seeing my one NHL loss last night. Griezmann didn't come through.
Yeah,
I fucking warned you, dude.
Tough night for a lot of us on the
list. You bet on Griezmann, your own accord.
Yep, that happened.
Gumpy included. That was a heartbreaker.
I
already said it, Nick. If I was at my own house, the TV would have been broken.
I get it.
I was in shambles.
Hey, anything under 10 seconds is a heartbreaker, let alone under 1 second.
It was such like a shitty flip shot, too. Like, Otter'd been standing on his head all game.
Yeah. But we got Seattle. Hey. Here we got go. Kraken. The crackhead showed up. We got that. That was nice.
Yeah.
That was
nice.
Thank you, Nicky.
Good luck, boys.
Good luck this weekend. Do you know off the top of your head what the Hockey Talk same game parlay is?
I do. Are we announcing them? Is it out there?
We announced ours. We already put ours up. Maybe not. Maybe. Let me check here.
What are we doing?
They're not on the site.
They're not listed yet.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Don't worry about it. I'll see you later.
Don't worry about it. Forget about it.
Something might change.
We'll say later. Yeah, something might change. Thank you, Nicky Skates.
Yeah, thank you. I'll say it's very Buffalo Bills heavy.
It's Buffalo Bills heavy.
Sorry, Gumps.
What?
Mitt, can you, on the FanDuel website, take us to all the association? You knew it.
Oh, no.
What's wrong, boys?
I don't know. We're...
I'm messing around with the Zoom, and it's just a little tricky.
Don't worry about zooming in.
Yeah. I want it to be readable for Gumps.
Oh, I'm good.
All right. Well, here
we go. Also readable for the viewer.
Everybody involved. Yeah.
Everybody.
Just right. Readable.
Let's start NBA. It's just Picks Friday, so let's just rattle them off. I'm going to go... Spurs?
I should have said this yesterday.
Yeah.
The Nets just don't beat the Celtics.
They don't, ever.
No. Tough matchup for them.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I'm going to go Spurs plus the 8.5 against the Golden State Warriors.
Don't hate it.
The Spurs have been absolutely covering machines.
They have been absolutely covering machines. A team that burned me the other night, but I'm going to give another chance, is the T-Wolves hosting the
Suns. Holy fuck, I love the Wolves.
What is your deal?
Why are you betting on the fucking T-Wolves?
First it's the Wild.
Guy loves Minnesota. The Giants. What the fuck's going on?
Guy, let me make sure the starting lineup hasn't changed, but earlier today, that's who I was on.
You just love Gobert.
What happened to the Clippers line? Why are the Clippers now 4.5?
Yeah, I was on the Nuggets plus 2 earlier.
This is Kawhi is going to play, is what I saw.
Yes, Kawhi is playing.
Anybody out for the Nuggets?
Not that I saw.
Yes, Jokic is out.
Oh, perfect. Give me the Clippers minus 4.5 for sure.
I was going to be on Denver. I am off of Denver, but I'm not going to touch anything else. So just Spurs plus 8.5 and Wolves for me.
Yeah.
I like the Pacers getting 2.5 at home against the Hawks.
Yep, no Haliburton, but
yeah,
I...
Yeah, that one's scared. Yeah,
that's I'm with you there, though. I mean, Benedict Mathurin is good enough to hang, and the Hawks are pretty dysfunctional right now.
They are very. Good lineup, though. They tried out a good lineup.
Yeah. I also might stumble into a steakhouse tonight, and I just know it's going to be on the only TV in there. So give me the Pacers plus 2.5.
Might?
Or
you,
hey, might?
I know. You're good.
Hell yeah. Steakhouse Friday, baby.
Hell yeah.
Steakhouse Friday. I'm going with Bruce's New York Knicks going into Washington. Oh, yeah. And then we're going to go with... I'm actually going to go against the Pacers here. Atlanta -2. Oh. I don't really know why I was throwing this one, okay, but nice. I think it was Halliburton being out and then the Pacers dropping to a +2. I was like, okay, whatever. I'll throw it. And then I like Utah -5.5. Orlando's coming into town. I just think it's too short. And then the last game that I'm betting, I'm actually betting a prop here. Kawhi Leonard over 41.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Tony, Jesus. I like that.
Oh, 5-star play of the night.
Ooh.
Steph Curry over on his threes. It's 4.5. It's even money. Like, I bet him to have 7 at +300.
Okay. Ooh, I like this boost right here, Gumpy. We just found this one back here. It is Steph, Clay, and CJ all to make 3+3s.
Okay. Oh,
+130.
Will you go to just like the top of the homepage? Do you have to opt in for the same game parlay holiday?
Yes.
Yes.
Show that,
yes.
Please.
You do have to opt into
that. That is right here.
Yes. Click on the same game parlay holiday. It's got all the rules and stuff like that. You go down and then you click the opt in. And then once you make your bets, you are good.
Yep.
I just wanted to show that real quick.
Good call.
Great call.
Yeah.
Great call.
I know.
Great.
That's what I do. It's Friday, so there's a short college basketball slate. Did you say any NBA pick? Yeah, you did. I got one pick, and it's the Dayton Flyers laying 7.5.
Ooh, all right. Go ahead, Brucey Bruce.
Yeah, I have 7. It's actually why I brought this Bud Light in here, because I don't know what got into me today, but I'm diving in.
Friday, call it. You love the egg.
I love,
love the ID. Like, you love the
Ivy. Wide, wide,
wide, wide, wide.
You love the Ivy Leagues.
Yeah, I love the slate tonight. Started off, I love Cornell Moneyline at home.
Yeah.
I love the Ohio Bobcats +4.5.
The Ohio Bobcats.
I've always loved the Ohio Bobcats.
I love Butler +1.5 at home.
Yeah.
With Villanova. I love Niagara +2 at home with Siena.
Yeah.
I love Marist +4 at Canisius.
Okay.
I love Michigan State +6.5 at Illinois.
Yep.
And a nightcap, a shot of whiskey, and the Utah State Nevada over.
No!
Over. 143.5.
Okay. Here we go.
You hate that over?
I thought you were going to be on Utah State.
No. Just the over.
Cornell +1.5 at home versus Yale. I'll lay 3.5 with Canisius versus Marist. I love Butler getting 1.5 at home versus Nova. I'm with Bruce on Niagara +2.5 at home versus Siena. I think St. Peter's getting 9.5 at Quinnipiac is too much.
Quinnipiac.
I love Michigan State getting 6.5 at Illinois. I think they could win that thing. And then I'll finish it off with Nevada money line at home versus Utah State.
Okay.
A lot of fun times at Quinnipiac.
Oh.
Yeah, they got this concert hall called Toad's Place.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Love that place.
Big fan.
Yeah, everybody loves Toad's Place.
Footy, got any footy?
Yeah, we got a deep dish here.
Oh,
deep dive. Saturday, the Manchester Derby.
We got 4 derbies this weekend. I believe we have the Manchester Derby, the London
Derby.
The North London Derby, and I can't remember what the fourth one was.
So Saturday, let's kick it off with EPL. I see Man City moneyline -120. Yes, Man U has been playing good. Yes, it's the early kick. Yes, give me Man City moneyline at a good price. Liverpool banged up going into Brighton, but draw no bet at -150. Give me the Reds.
Okay.
Everton, draw no bet versus Southampton. Yes, Southampton just beat Man City, but Southampton is dead last in the league. Leicester, draw no bet at Nottingham.
Taking them all, huh?
I'm going down with the West Ham ship again. Wolves stinks as well. West Ham, draw no bet at Wolves. And then Brentford, who is an absolute wagon, money line at home versus Bournemouth.
Hell yeah.
To La Liga.
To La Liga we go.
Give me Real Valladolid.
Oh, yeah.
Draw no bet at home versus Rayo Vallecano in a bit of a banger.
Okay.
Sevilla, I think, has figured things out. I like them. Draw no bet at Girona. Real Sociedad, draw no bet at home versus Athletic Bilbao. Serie A, I like Monza. Draw no bet at Cremonese.
Okay.
Cremonese has not won a game all year. AC Milan, money line, you'll have to lay some juice at Lecce. Ligue 1, I like Lyon, money line versus Strasbourg. And then we go to Sunday. Serie A, Lazio, draw no bet at Sassuolo.
Sassuolo!
Roma, money line at plus money at home versus Fiorentina. Bologna, double chance at Udinese. To La Liga, I like Getafe, draw no bet versus Espanyol. Atletico Madrid, money line at Almeria. EPL, Chelsea has to fucking figure out at some point.
Okay.
I'm going to die with them, money line at home versus Crystal Palace. And then I hate to do this. North London Derby.
Oh, no.
Give me Arsenal, draw no bet at Tottenham. Just two teams going in opposite directions right now, unfortunately.
Yes. Yeah,
Tottenham does seem to always put up a fight, though. So if Tottenham double chance is also a good bet if you don't like Arsenal.
Okay.
And then Ligue 1, I like Clermont, draw no bet at Angers. Nantes, draw no bet at Montpellier. Nice, draw no bet at Reims, and Toulouse, money line at home versus Brest.
Okay. Thank you, pal.
Full slate.
Full slate. Very, full deep dive, deep dish.
Good stuff. Good to have it back.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Otter.
Hey, thanks, Tony.
Sorry. Thank you, media.
Media Mitt.
Thank you, Tony.
Hell yeah.
Hey, hair's still coffee today.
It's very nice. The coff is...
Fucking great quaff.
Great quaff.
Oh, hell yeah.
Thank you to everyone who watches and listens to this program. Fucking hey. We do it this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no fucking around, all right? Bruce, you want any bankroll tips for wildcard weekend?
No, this is the point where, you know, we only got so many games left, so you better jerk your pistol. If not now, when?
I was going to say, don't blow your entire load on wildcard weekend. We still have divisional, championship, and Super Bowl.
Fair play.
All right.
Or if you jerk your pistol this weekend. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down.